And so we have a word of prayer again. Father, we thank you because you have taught us this is the only thing we can never do too much. We can do other things too much, but we can never pray too much because your word says we should pray without ceasing. Lord, we thank you for the prayers of the saints, for ourselves in this local assembly and for the services today, and for that of others in all the nations of the world that have assembled around your word today. Some of your servants will be on their way coming back from Ibilu. We pray you bring them safely, Lord. You took them there on the byway, on the highway. May you protect them if they are coming back. Thank you for the little gathering together of your servant yesterday. He is 70 and the wife retiring from civil service. We pray, oh God, that the honeymoon may never cease in their lives. May you continue to bless them with good health and protect their going out and coming in. I bless their children too and their grandchildren. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the song leader this morning and the song lady. Thank you for the special numbers. We are very grateful because those songs, they have their messages that they pass across to us. May your name be praised, Father. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. We leave ourselves in your hands as we have come to your house for one thing. Because your word says judgment starts in the house of the Lord. We pray as your word go forth. For that is the reason the scriptures were given. All scriptures were written, given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for rebuke, for correction, and instruction to righteousness, so that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Father, as we examine our lives again by the scriptures this morning, we pray, O God, that your grace will enable us to see ourselves as we are, so that we can know how to call upon thy name. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. You can please be seated. We welcome ourselves to the house of the Lord. And Brother Odile called me this morning and we spoke together. And I can't remember now. It's his God. We spoke in English. She asked me to greet all of you for him, for your prayers, and also those who called him, those who sent messages. I think he has finished with Auchi. He's with Ibilo today. He from Ibilo moved further for his missionary trip. There's been prayers for him that God continue to make use of the elderly man to the glory of his name, bring his sons and daughters to the kingdom, strengthening those already there, healing the sick and the afflicted, meeting the needs of God's people, continue to destroy the works of the devil for the glory and honor of the name of the Lord. God bless you, church. Let's quickly take living in a decade. So, because of the Omiyalina, the water was rising. They all climbed the decay. The water was coming to meet them there. So, everybody has to pray. There was one of his neighbors who doesn't go to church, he doesn't know how to pray. He said, Jesus! Jesus! Kilode! Kilode! Jesus, Kilode, I need Kilode. That was his prayer. Because previously he has not been going to church. He doesn't know what it means to pray. That is why we normally say it is at the time of peace we prepare for war. You know? Immediately we landed in Lagos. I'm telling you. Unanimously, say, hey! I look at them. There is nothing that can take the place of Christianity. Absolutely nothing. That is the absolute, that is the truth. We know there are several religions in the world, or countable of them. But they are just man-made. But the original from God. Oh man. Woni eni to ba ma fun yan laso. Eni to wo sorun la ko ma wo. These people promises these that all these religious leaders. They themselves does he have the thing they are promising their followers. Jesus said, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it again. And he did it. Amen. So anybody doubting resurrection is because he's ordained to be a doubter. Because our leader, he promises, when he was crucified, he rose again from the dead. Amen. We believe in resurrection. Yes. God bless you. There's none who can compare to him. Truly, the people of the world, all those Pentecostal denominational churches, they sing a lot. They sing a lot of songs. You are Yahweh. You are Alpha. You are Omega. And yet, their preacher will tell that Jesus is the second person in Trinity. They say, amen. What are you talking? It means that what you are singing, you don't even have revelation of what you are singing. There's no second person. There's no Trinity in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The Bible says, in Jesus Christ dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Where is the Trinity? You say, oh, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. What are you talking? The Bible says these three are one. God above us, Father. God with us when he became flesh, Jesus Christ. God in us, the Holy Ghost. The same God. You cannot be a person without being an entity of your own. So three persons in one God is at the scripture. It's contrary to the Bible. If you tell a Jew that there are three persons in one God, he will laugh at you. He will make jest of you until you say, out of the three, which one is your God? Because they have been told here, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Praise God. Amen. There is a reason why God, who is a spirit, put on flesh. He made it in such a way that he came in such a unique way. In such a unique way that it has never happened before. That a virgin, oh man, that has never, oh man, is the one that gave birth to him. Amen. To show to you and me, it had been prophesied long ago by Isaiah and the rest of the prophets. The Bible calls it an everlasting sign. It is still a sign today. You see a woman pregnant today, a man is responsible. But the pregnancy of Mary, no man was responsible. It was God himself. What the man will supply, what the woman will supply, God supernaturally supplied them in the womb of Mary. It was when Mary was giving birth to Jesus that her virginity was broken. What are you talking? If not because of serpent seed, the whole world would have been Christianity. If because of serpent seed, you know that is why Satan was cast down. He was jealous of God. And when he was cast down because he could not create, he doesn't have the creative power. That is why he entered into the serpent. The serpent was not the crawly snake then. I see denomination puts apple in a crawly snake mouth. They give woman. That's a trash. He became that after the curse. He was an upright creature. He was a man without soul. He was so close to man that he could talk a woman language. He had discussion with Eve. Is that so? Not only that, he had discussion with Eve. That is the only beast whose blood can mix with woman and produce child. And that is how Cain was born. And then the serpent seed begin to multiply all over the place. And they are in majority today. You say, how do you know? Jesus said, the way that leads to life is straight and narrow. Only few there be that find it. He said, the broad way. He said, many. Fear not, little flock. God's people are always little flock. It is to every father good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God bless you, church. That is why when we see that song, one of them, you must sing it with revelation. I'm so glad that I can say, I'm one of them. I don't care how few they are. They were few at the time of Noah. Noah had a testimony because he was one of them. God bless you. I say, God bless you. So we are going to read the Bible again, and we continue from where we stopped in the Sunday school. Exodus chapter 23, from verse 20 to 23. And behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies, an adversary unto thy adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. You can please be seated. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. God bless you, church. We will say a few things before we go, before we close the Sunday school 52, where we stop. Now, may I say something here? That God has a program. And the program of God is spelled out in this book. From Genesis to Revelation, actually spell out the entire program of God. In Revelation 10:7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. If you look at the beginning of the book of Revelation, there were seven candlesticks, seven angels to the seven candlesticks. And they were interpreted seven messengers to the seven churches. The candlesticks were interpreted as the churches. The angels were interpreted as the messengers. But Abraham is the seventh one. Amen? Is the seventh one. Seven is the number of completion. Today there are people that are preaching and saying that there is going to be 8-1 coming. It's not promised in the word. Amen? It's not promised in the word. Let me tell you one thing. There is nothing anybody can rise up today and claim. And you say we not have followers. We have followers. Amen? We have followers. But there is a promise of God, which is a guarantee to the elect. They cannot be deceived. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. When they hear it, they follow me. He said, the voice of stranger, they will not follow. Every wrong teaching is the voice of stranger. Amen. Every wrong teaching is the voice of stranger. The prophet said, even in preaching, he said, somebody preaching, he want to chip in something that is contrary to the word. He said, the Holy Ghost will warn you. Don't take that. The Holy Ghost guarantee your safety from earth to glory. Amen. It's your guide. It's your leader. It's your teacher. I think I can't get that scripture now. Is it John chapter 2?
4 John chapter 2. Let me see.
Leave verse 27. Let me confirm. Before I say what I want to say, praise God. Amen. For John 2. Yeah, I got it. 4 John 2:27. Can you just display it? But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Not only that God came in the flesh to die for our sins, so that when you see the way he suffer, you sympathize with him, say, I gave my life to Christ. No! He has a people that he came to die for. Amen? After he came to die for those people, he used his blood to cleanse them. He came in the spirit form, the Holy Ghost, to dwell in them. That is the spirit of truth. There is no man born of the spirit that can be deceived. Amen? That is why you see many people claim to be in this message. They line up with a fivefold. It's a gross error. Gross error. Fivefold is like Paul talking to Timothy. He said, you know me. Know what I believe. Know what I preach. He said, if you take it, that same thing I preach, I give it to the people, you will save yourself, save the people that you preach to. That is why Brother Brown keeps saying, say only what the tape says. He says, it's not me saying it. He says, it's the Lord asking me to tell you that this message is one man message. So people say, Brother Abraham is Elohim. That's a trash. It's rubbish. Brother Abraham was born by Elan Achas. He was born a sinner, saved by grace. As you were born a sinner, and you were saved by grace. But Abraham said, a spirit will be in the land in the last day that will make people to believe that. You want me to read it to you? Where it is in the church ages. It's right there. They pray in his name. They baptize in his name. It's a gross error. At what pace one most is that you find people lining up behind people like that. What a pity. And these same people will be claiming to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost who wrote the Bible. The Holy Ghost who spoke through the messenger to us. The Holy Ghost who gave us the message. You have it. You are added to the message. You are subtracted from it. Tell the best in the air. There are those who will listen to you. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost is referred to in the Bible as the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Ghost will stay with the Bible all the way. The prophet said, a man filled with the Holy Ghost, he said he will follow this message to his headquarters. Amen. Do you know where the headquarters of this message is? It's not Jeffersonville. Hypocrite can reach Jeffersonville. There are so many illegal immigrants in America. As strict as they are with their visas, people still beat them to it. But no illegal immigrant will be in heaven. Oh man, you have to be original or you will never go there. God bless you. We will follow on as we have said. The title is A Total Deliverance. There are people, they say, well, because of this, because of that, I will stay at home, I will be playing tapes. Do you know you are wrong? The messenger says you must have a home church that you call your home church, where you pay your tithes and offering to support the gospel. Is it a quote? Your home church is where you should pay your tithe. I think I told you one time. Somebody, many years ago, somebody sent money to me from U.S. I contacted him. I was appreciating him. He said, tithe only. I said, what? You cannot pay any tithe. I said, you have relocated. The man you are attending a church that is laboring over you, he owes that tithe. Your pastor there owes the tithe. Don't sell your tithe to me. You think I said that because I'm too rich? The Holy Ghost will make you to do what is right. Anytime, any day. He will make you to say no to every unrighteousness. Praise God. Amen. The minister has got a place of duty to stand and preach the unsearchable riches of Christ without compromising. If he's called to be a preacher, he wouldn't spare one thing for a person. It is called to be a preacher. And a member of the church is called to be a member of this certain group, then he will not compromise. If the church believes that we should not gamble, then that member should never touch a deck of cards. We don't believe in drinking. He should turn his head completely from drinking. If we do not believe in gambling or smoking, the member of the church should never touch such a thing. God gives complete deliverance. He will do it if we will completely surrender ourselves to him. If we will completely deliver ourselves into his hand. Let me tell you something. The reason why most of our young ones who claim they have repented and been baptized by immersion doesn't receive the Holy Ghost. The reason is this. But Abraham said, you will make God a liar to say that God promised. What shall I do in order to be saved? He said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is to you, the Jews, to your father, the Jews, and to them that are far off, to as many as the Lord our God shall call. He said, if you thoroughly repent and you are baptized, God didn't give you the Holy Ghost. He said, you are saying God is a liar. He said the problem is that in most cases, people don't repent. They don't. They continue in their sins. And they say they have repented. And the prophet said, after repentance and water baptism, that adopts you to be a member of the local assembly. Then you must continue to ask God. Gather all the messages concerning the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? What was he giving for? Talking. The prophet preached it 4 times. You must be born again. He preached it 2 times. Gather all these sermons. Because the scripture says, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for righteousness. You must hungry for the Holy Ghost. You must know it's a promise of God. I have repented. I have been baptized by immersion. The next thing, Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. In most cases, many of us, we don't seek for it. We don't seek for it. Even the things that we are repented of, seemingly, we go back to them. Living in fornication, carrying guests all over the place. You think the Holy Ghost. The prophet said, God will never put his spirit upon a dirty vessel. That is why you need to be sanctified.
When the prophet was explaining that, he was doing, he said, it's like you go to a refuge dump and you pick a cup from there. You know where you pick it from? It's a dirty place. He said, you don't just take it, the cup to the house and put it on a dining table to drink water or mineral or drink tea. You must cleanse it, you must certify, take it to the sink, carry sponge and soap, and wash it thoroughly. You are certifying it, you are making it ready for service. After you have washed it, clean it, you now put it on the table. Coke can go on it, or malt, or tea, or water. That is how we used to be. When we repent and go for water baptism, when we come out, the prophet told there are three stages. Justification. You have justified the cup by removing it from a dirty place. You have to cleanse it before it becomes useful for service. And then, when you pour water, you put it to service. And that is how it is. After we have repented of our sins, we are baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You ask God to cleanse you with his blood. To remove every dirty habit out of you. You can't live above your nature. We are all born in sin. Came into this world picking lies. We have Adamic nature, fallen nature. And you can't live above it. That's why some people beat their wives. That's why some people cheat on their husband, fornicate, commit adultery, do all kinds of things. You see, call home. After you have done that, you call home. You say, my darling, you are a hypocrite. Number one. What Abraham said, I'd rather be a heathen than to be a hypocrite. A woman that we submit herself to another man. That is not your husband. An evil spirit is upon you. Amen. The Holy Ghost that condemn adultery will never be in you and push you to go and do adultery. No, sir. He will protect you. That's what Brother Brown said. He said, my comforter will keep me away from that. Not only from adultery, our comforter will keep us away from every unrighteousness. That is why a man filled with the Holy Ghost will not say this one na Calabar, this one na Igbo, this one na Hausa. Rubbish and nonsense. There's nothing like that in the house of God. May God, the prophet, every action, every reaction is motivated by a spirit. You believe that? It's motivated by a spirit. That is why before you go and commit adultery, you conceive it first in your heart. And God sees where you're conceiving it. Because the prophet said your thought speaks louder in heaven than your words. I do tell people, you are not wise. You want to do what is evil. You look at here, no pastor, no minister, no brother. You go and do it. Say, Pastor Loma, judge him. Is it pastor who will judge you? The very one that will judge you doesn't sleep. He sees all things. He knows all things. The scripture says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Fear God. Whether you are in secret or in public, do what is right. May God help us all. And let me tell you one thing. When God comes to live in you, He will live in you as God. Are you following me? When an immoral spirit comes to live in a man, it will cause that person to be living immorally. Are you getting what I'm saying? If the spirit of God comes inside of you, it will make you to live like God. Alright. If we do it, if we will completely surrender ourselves to Him, if we will completely deliver ourselves into His hand, then God can live in us. You believe that? Christ, the hope of glory. He can reflect himself from us as we get ourselves out of the way. Then our thoughts are his thoughts. Can you say amen? Could you imagine Christ smoking a cigar? God forbid. Could you imagine Christ drinking or playing cards? Then if your spirit is part of his spirit, he wants it to be upon your confession, but to permit the devil to come in and take over. And all the time, in your heart, way down deep, you know you were wrong when you do those things. Amen. So people say, well, adultery is a mistake. Fornication is a mistake. Me, I don't believe so. I don't believe I'm because you know what you want to do. You know what you want to do. You put your shirt, put them down. You put your trousers, you put them. Where do you put the Holy Ghost? Show us a leaf. May God help us. Me, the type of Holy Ghost I want is the one that will make me holy all the way. I don't care. I don't care. The prophet said, if God is in you, you see God in everything. You don't see God in adultery. You don't see him in fornication. No. May God help us. Remember, you are not doing nobody. You are doing yourself. Because, look, it's only Israel that God is dealing with as a nation. Even as he's dealing with them as a nation, he still has his elect among them. You believe that? The gospel has come to the Gentiles to take a people for his name. Not a group of people. No! He has not come to the Gentiles to take Yorubas. Or has come to the Gentiles to take Igbos. Or to take Hausa. He has come to take individuals that belong to him in all these tribes. Praise God, amen. That's why some people introduce what you call politics to the church. You are carnal. The church of God is not a human-made society. I say, Catholic, Fele, Siko, Onina, Tije, Omo, Yoruba. Nonsense and rubbish. Who is Yoruba? Who is Igbo? Who is Hausa? Is it not the same God who scattered all of them at the Tower of Babel? Then you now say Igbos are superior to Yoruba. Yoruba, you are carnal. You are speaking politics. Igbos are all sinners without Christ. Yorubas are all sinners without Christ. Hausas are all sinners without Christ. Any Igbo that receives the Holy Ghost is a son of God. Any Yoruba that receives the Holy Ghost is a daughter of God, a son of God. The same thing is applicable to everywhere. God bless you. Look, when it truly comes to what we stand for, what we believe, what the Bible teaches, we are not even Nigerians. We are born, yes, we are born from another planet. All together. We are representing God as an ambassador here on earth. Praise God, amen. That is why if you are born again, all these traditional things, they don't have any effect in your life. They say when a woman marries, you must come and be circumcised. There's nothing like that in the Bible. They say, if it's not circumcised, can he be more? Tell the best in the air. May God help us. And when one member will talk against the other member, you know that is wrong. You are commanded to pray for one another, not to talk against one another, but to love one another. Amen? But to love one another. And if someone is down, let's pick him up. Help him. Now that makes us a unified group of believers. When we don't obey that, then we don't obey God. God, I will displease God. And therefore, our church, our people cannot prosper. The church cannot go on. It's because we are disunified together. And Jesus said, a little leaven leaveneth the lump. Now, if the church board, or like Deacon board, will come and say that we are thinking we should build a new tabernacle. If that is the vote of the deacons, and the trustees are consulted, and they don't have the money to do it, then we have a building program like we have going on now. And then it's took over to the general audience as we should be. All the church be sovereign. Then if the church votes for the new tabernacle, then we all should cooperate together in building that new tabernacle. Are you following me? Listen, church. Maybe we want to build a new tabernacle now. The deacons made the suggestion. They made the trustees. They look at the church purse. We cannot afford it. It's okay. Though we cannot afford it, let's bring it to the general audience. The general audience voted and said, we don't need new tabernacle. Majority of them. Even the deacons and the trustees support everybody. Has to throw in to the majority's decision. The prophet said that is how to operate democracy in the church of God. Are you following me? Sometimes we don't obey those things. If anything happens, a vote comes. So group won. The other group that didn't win, they form another group. You are not following the message. You are not following the message. Look, the Spirit of God is subject to all His words. That is why when you see a woman, the prophet said, if you call yourself a Christian and you are not submissive to your husband, he said, tell somebody else. He said, I know you are not a Christian. If God said the woman should be subject to her husband in all things as unto the Lord, is that what your Bible says? As unto the Lord. For whatsoever reason, you may be the one bringing more money to the family. Oh man, if you have the Spirit of God, you obey God's word. In most cases, men will say, I'm the head, God made me head. What type of head are you? You may be a corrupt head. Yes, a head that cannot be obeyed. If Christ is not your head ruling you, you are a failure. You say you are in the head, and you are not doing what you are supposed to do in the family. What type of head are you? Let's bring the headship to the natural and see. Don't you see the whole body? Head, nine mouth today. Nine nose today. Nine eyes today. Nine ears today. Nine brain today. And that is all that control the body. If you don't have those qualities that control your family, you need the Holy Ghost. When we are preaching these things like this, we keep quiet. One thing I know, I'm not preaching Quran. I'm preaching the message. Whether you say amen, you don't say amen, I will preach it. Amen. So whenever I say I remain loyal, that's what I mean. I will tell you the truth. God bless you. I say God bless you. You love the Lord? If I ask a question now, how many couples see the fight at home? Nobody will raise hand. Nobody will raise hand. But you know yourselves. The prophet said your best and your worst, you leave it at home. And whatever spirit you allow to dominate your family, that is what you bring to the church. It's either the spirit dominating your family is a quarrelsome spirit, which is not the Holy Ghost. If that is what is ruining your family, if you bring it here, you are hindering the move of God. But if it is the Holy Ghost ruling your family, if you bring it here, you are furthering the work of God. You must do what? The prophet said the home is the backbone of the nation and of the church. Amen. You that are fathers, you have not gone enough Holy Ghost by bone to correct your children. You know your children are thieves. You know. You know. And you can't talk to them. You can't rule them. Shame on you. One day, they will disgrace you. You may be coming one day, you find one of your children being lynched. And you can't do anything about it. Whether they will hear, they will not hear. Tell them, this life you are living is wrong. I know what I'm talking about. It's not everybody that come to church that come to serve God. I'm telling you. So people come to church as far to know what is happening in the church. And they are representing Satan. The other time I told you I was going to Dabiri, I will not be around. That was the very Sunday that you went to break into my house. The thing you carry, you don't even know the value. You will sell them cheap. What good is it? I was there. Nobody else was there. But God was there. You are not wise. Somebody bought me a new iPad. That new iPad is over $1,000. I've never even used it. And you pick it. You will go and sell it for 500 naira. And yet you come to church. Make sure. The prophet said the purpose why we come to church is to check up with our soul salvation. Our master deal with God. Because we are living in a world that is uncertain. Nobody wants to die young. But we are seeing young people die, living their old mama and papa here. We are seeing it. And the prophet said, whatever nature you have, when you die, he said, that is how you stand before God. May God help us. I have a means I could track those things to wherever they are. But I don't have time for foolishness. May God help us. I could have tracked them until you are caught. But what good will it be? I have an idea of those people doing it. May God help us. I say, may God. Let me tell you one thing. If it is possible, to bale shoshuka, ileti mongbe eko rulo, ka close the church, ki ma bale be. It will move me one bit. I have something you cannot take. It's inside of me. And that is what is important to me. Any of that is secondary. God bless you. Like I used to tell you, don't think I'm joking. My joy is not because I pastor you. I can decide now, it's okay, I will be pastoring you again. I want to be a janitor of this place. When I'm cleaning here, I will be as joyful as I am now. Because what gives me joy is because I know I have passed from death unto life. I have eternal life. So if I go to bed and no wake, all is well. I see if you rush me to the hospital, when you're dead on arrival, all is well. Even death are dead. The prophet said the believer is not defeated. Let's turn our Bibles to, what do you call it now? Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Bring it for us. Make we read them together. Romans 8. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Can the church say amen? Amen. And if Christ be in you, listen now, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the Spirit of body again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our own spirit that we are the children of God. Each children then heirs of God, are joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon, hallelujah, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the endless expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Glorious liberty. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the four fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves grow within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man saith, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we patiently wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good. All things work together to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All things means all things. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Fire persuaded. Brothers, sisters, are you persuaded? That neither death, nor life, nor ages, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah, church. Oh my. There is a place up fairest and behind the inner. So rest a little breath. I say rest for all is well. All is well. If the day break, night refuse to come, all is well. If the night come, day refuse to break, all is well. When you are on top of the mountain, all is well. When you are in the deepest of the valley, all is well. In the day of plenty, all is well. In the day where there is nothing, all is well. In the good day, in the bad day, all is well. Our God changeth not. Oh man, God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. There is a place up fairest and behind the in a veil. So rest, little brother, rest for all is well. All is well. All things will work together for your good. The prophet says, sometimes things will happen. Humanly speaking, you cannot explain how they are working for your good. He said, but the scripture started sure. He said, when I lost my daddy, I lost my brother, I lost my wife, I lost my baby. He said, the devil came. He said, where the devil came? He said, hey, you will go to work, you will come back, you will rest, see call, almost see daybreak. So time 2 hours in the night before you go to work again. He said, the devil couldn't tell him there's no God. He said, because he has seen God several times. He said, but the devil was telling him that God doesn't love him. This God promised you. Nothing will stand against your prayer, not even cancer. You pray for your papa, he died in your hands. Your brother died. Your wife, just 22, small girl, he died. You pray for your daughter, black sheep come from her. He said, he wanted to tell him that God doesn't love him. He said, everything the devil was saying were true. He said, but when he got to a point that he wanted to say something, he said something from inside. Thank God there was something inside. If something is inside of you, which is the Holy Ghost, he will always call for your rescue. When you are facing difficulty, he comes for your rescue. And the Holy Ghost told him, who are you in the four sisters? I'm the one that give, and the one that take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you, church. If God be for us, who can be against us? He had the final say. The final say, Jehovah have the final say. The final say, Jehovah have the final say. Jehovah turn my life around. Jehovah turn my life around. Oh, he made a way where there is no way. Jehovah have the final say. Amen. The prophet said, where you are in Christ, he said, you are perfect. He said, people might not see perfection in you. He said, but God sees it. Blessed be his holy name. He has the final say. That is why when you are living right, and people are saying, just try to blackmail you. Don't worry yourself. Don't bother yourself at all. Every man has a right to his opinion. But God has the final say. Yes. One man cannot see. God sees it. Just stay right. Do what is right. In the public, in the secret. When all else is against you, do what is right. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Oh, my. But Abraham said, in Ephesians 4:30, he said, grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. When you are sealed, no devil can unseal it. No trial, no temptation, no nothing, no governor, no president. Oh man, I don't care who the person is. Nothing can unseal it until you reach your destination. We will arrive safely. God bless you. Amen. Frankly, myself, when they spoke of new tabernacle to me, I was against the thought. That's right. I said, we don't need exactly a new tabernacle. I will probably be living here pretty soon as the Lord, if what he showed me comes to pass. What do we need with a new tabernacle? We haven't got the money. Then I come down. I felt the feeling of the church, that the church in the majority seemed to want it. Then what do? I sacrifice my own thoughts. I throw in with the church. Sure, let's do it. If that is the way, we cast lots. That is the way. That is the way. That is the way was in the Bible time. The way the church voted. The sovereignty, the groups of the people. They come together. In unity, there is strength. So therefore, I said, certainly, if that is the way the church wants, if that is what God is wanting, he got more of authority to vote among the whole group of people than he has to me. Because I have no vision to say that it shouldn't be done. So, we throw in with the church and move with the church, and I'm behind it to do that I can see to help out the church. That should be the motive of every Christian and every person in the church. It's for the unity ourselves, to unify ourselves rather, stick together. Whatever the church votes for, that is what we should stand for. Then say, for instance, they want to change something in the church. Well then, if the trustees want to, somebody else wants to, the deacons, they want to change something. That comes before the church, then together. If our idea here seems to be a little different than what the whole church had, let's sacrifice that idea, because that is the only way we can stand united. Had it the church, we stand just on the way you are going now, and be united together, God will. It's unlimited what he will do if we will just stick together, we must stick together. That is how we want to be. So complete with one another, and then so complete in the hands of God. Amen. God bless you. That is why we used to preach against cliques in the church. Small, small groups. Egbe, whatever. Egbe, another. Who make you different from what others are? Who are you? We are simply what we are by the grace of God. You are not special. You are no more special than any other person. Let me tell you that even the ministers are not more special than you. It's the same blood of Jesus that saved them, that saved you. God only gave them a gift to minister to you. Period. God bless you, church. What will you do? And God will call it sin. If a minister do it, it's also considered sin. So when the minister is preaching to you, he's preaching to himself. The Bible says, you that tell others that shall not commit adultery, are you guilty of it? And you think you will escape the judgment of God? May God help us. Praise God. Amen. I believe the total deliverance. That is why I used to ask you. Many of you that are grandmothers here now, you were girls before you married in our hands. Amen. You were girls in our hands. Did any of us fool around you? Did we share you see? Oh my. That grace that kept us at that time will keep us to eternity. God bless you. I believe when a man is saved, he's saved. That is why I don't believe pastors fully among women in his own congregation. Then you come and stand here and be talking hypocritically. Shame on your soul. I know that God will protect me from all evil. I've told you before, I will repeat today, if I fall into immoral living, I will stop preaching. Do you know what? I will not have confidence to preach. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I know that God, who has begun a good work in us, he will perform it unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Not that you will not be tempted. I've seen so-called sisters offer themselves to me. I tell them, I am set to perfect you and not to pervert you. God bless you. A man filled with the Holy Ghost, we have victory all the way. All the way. No trial can overcome Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? God bless you. I say God bless you. Brother Abraham preached a message, let us see God. That is the title of the message. He said, I could have shown you 1,000 ways that we can see God. He said, but let me use 4 ways. God in his universe, God is in his word, God in his son, and God in his people. The Holy Ghost is God in you. If the Holy Ghost in you fail, God has failed. And God cannot fail. Amen. God cannot fail. Those days we used to sing a song, all power belongs to Jesus. All power belongs to him. All power belongs to Jesus. All power belongs to him. Oh yes. The Jesus that is in us is the power of the Holy Ghost. It's not a small Jesus. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. He will keep us away from sin. Sin is unbelief. The other time I drew something. Let me draw again today. I'm not... I just want to make a point. Praise God. Amen. The prophet called this body, called this spirit, called this one soul. He said, this one have one sense. He said, it's either faith here or unbelief.
When you are filled with the Holy Ghost,
the faith that comes here is the faith of God. It's not your faith. That is why when the prophet was preaching the stature of a perfect man, the force of the ladder there is faith. That is not human faith. That is the faith of the Holy Ghost. The faith of the Holy Ghost cannot fail.
Well, say, what are you saying? Let me repeat. The prophet preached a message, the super sense. How many of us remember? The super sense. He said, five senses govern the human life. He measured them. He said, the super sense only belong to Christians. He said, the five senses, he said, the devil can come into it and deceive you. He said, because, he said, but he cannot touch the super sense. Because that is God himself. God bless you, church. Let us prepare. The rapture is not far. I can assure you of that. The things that the prophet foretold, we can see them happening. Nation rising against nations all over the place. No peace in the whole world. The Bible says when these things begin to happen, he said, look up, for your redemption draw it now. Brothers and sisters, you must have assurance that you have passed from death or to life to the extent that when you wake up in the morning, you know that rapture has not taken place yet. Why? Because you are here. And you are part of the rapture. You must have that assurance. Blessed be God forever. God bless you. Amen. Alright. Then we've got to have a man that we believe that preaches the word of God. If the man don't do it, then get somebody who does do it. That is the way we must stand. If the trusted boy will stand by what is right, then it's your business to elect someone, somebody who will stand for what is right. And then, when you do it, stay by it. It's up to you. Stand by it. And all together, we are standing for one thing, and that is God. Amen? Some of us, we don't like when Dick is correct our children. We don't like it. May God help us. Now, what person they give birth to? Now, many people, now they train the child. Amen? If you are the type that doesn't, I wish I can measure something. I've seen a sister in this assembly that doesn't like her children to be corrected. What are they today? Renegades. Renegades. Amugbo. May God have mercy. You cannot beat God. The Bible says foolishness. You see the heart of the children. What drives it out? Petty? The rod of correction. Allow your children to be corrected. They will help you in future. You correct the child. Hey, overpet them. Look at them today. May God help us. You should be happy that somebody helped you to correct your child. Hey, you very man, so pay no more me for me. He didn't know more. I'm a believer. Tibaniko no more me for me. Oh, they knew me. No. Tobasho told that. No. Put your thing knew me. Why me? Ote ni so. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Many of you don't correct your children at home. Raise your hand. Make a seat. Nobody will raise hand. Nobody will raise hand. All of us, we are correcting our children. Praise God for that. Let me say something. The Bible says, all scripture. Can you turn it to Rome? Where is that scripture now? All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Look where it is. Search for it. Okay. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for what? For doctrine. For reproof. For correction. For instruction in righteousness. That what? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You see what the scripture is giving now for? So when a preacher comes, say, God bless you. This year, you will prosper. And next year, you will prosper more. And this week, is a week of your blessings. May God his help. It's more than that. Whereas in that place, you find women that are painted. Tell them, Holy Ghost free women doesn't paint. Painted Jezebel. Jezebel painted and he was fed to dogs. The prophet said, when you see too much artificial in a woman, he said, it's because Holy Ghost no there inside. Are you following? May God help us. Look, you can never become what God wants you to become except you take correction of the word. And if you say you are filled with the Holy Ghost and the word of God correct you, you take offense. I question that spirit. The prophet says sometimes people get a ghost and not the Holy Ghost of the Bible. A child of God will always accept the correction of the word. Because when you are born of God, God is the word. God is your father. You take correction. And then the prophet said, if a member make mistakes, he said, don't turn him down. Help him. Raise him up. Get together. Have a hearing with one another. That is what the scripture says. When we make mistakes, let's go before God. Before we can go before God, we got to go before the person we hurt. Are you following? I just had to do that. And I know that I did wrong. I lied because my wife. I caused my wife to lie. I believe I've told you about it here at the church. It was a few days, not long ago. It'd be about 6 weeks ago. The attorney had me so torn up over this investigation till I hardly knew where I was at. I just went home from the office to eat dinner. And then the private phone number rang. And Mida went to answer the phone. She put her hand over it. I said, it's them attorneys again. I said, I couldn't stand another evening. My head feels like it's drawing off. I'm losing my mind. Just pulling me this way. And that way, and this way, I said, I can't stand it. And I jump up, and I said, tell them, I'm not here. I run around behind the house. When I come back, Mida is very conscious of these things. She met me at the door, half crying. She said, Bill, was that the right thing to do? You know how you are. I know how I am. I said, sure. I wasn't in here right there. I know. I knew God had condemned me for it. I said, I wasn't in here right there. I said, but you was here when he made the call. That afternoon, I went to pray for a sick baby. And before I left the house, the phone rang again. A little Joseph run. Over, I took a hold of the phone. I said, Daddy, you want me to tell them you are not here? You see how sin corrupts? What family that will finally be? Yeah, brothers and sisters, be careful what you do. Your children are watching you. In the message, influence. The prophet said, you may not think your children are watching you. He said, but they are watching you. He said, not only your children, your neighbors are watching you. Not only your neighbors, he said, even the church you attend, they are watching you. May God help us. That is the prophet of the age. Something that happened in the secret. If he has not come to say it, nobody will know. He was so humble, he can even bring himself to the tapes to say, I was wrong. Brothers and sisters, there is no amount of Oyibo that can cover sin. You need to repent. Thorough repentance. You step on somebody, don't use grammar to cover it. Repent. Tell the person you are sorry. From your heart. Amen? Do you know parents can tell children we are sorry? But Abraham apologized to animal. May God help us. So. You beat your child anyhow. Call the child, say, I'm sorry. You didn't actually deserve to be beaten. Ibinu Milofa, pray for me that I can get over it. Some of us have anger that can drive lion away from the bush. You call that word the Holy Ghost? Some have anger, they can step, your anger can set petrol station on fire. And the prophet said, anger is first stage of madness. May God help us. May God deliver us from all evil. Look, when the Holy Ghost comes inside of you, he does not come to contend with Adamic nature. He comes to kill Adamic nature and give you divine nature. Amen. Look, this message will produce sons and daughters of God without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, or any of such thing. It's left for you to find out, am I one of them? Let me tell you, do you know, before the prophet was taken, when the Lord showed him the preview of the bride, do you know you were among them? Maybe you don't know. You were among them. He was trying to encourage the prophet that, look, you didn't run in vain. The mission in which I brought you here on earth had been accomplished. There is going to be a bride without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. We will be like Jesus. Amen. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus on earth and Lord. To be like him. Or to like journey from earth to glory. I only ask to be like him. Is it possible to be like Jesus? Oh, sure. That is why he became flesh. To die for you and me. So that he can come and live in us. Though we can be like him. We are ambassadors. The Bible describes us as peculiar people. A royal generation. A holy people. A holy nation. Oh, hallelujah, church. God bless you. I say God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. The prophet said, you are seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost to have an experience. He said, watch it. He said, what does it make you to do? He said, what were you before the experience? What are you now? When you experience the Holy Ghost, it changes you permanently. Permanent, not temporarily. Not until somebody step on you. Let the whole world be against you. The Holy Ghost will give you grace to start the tension. Oh, man. God bless you, church. There is no amount of pressure that can come upon you that will make you to misbehave. No, sir. We see where pressure came upon Mary. Mary who testified it was angel Gabriel who told her she will conceive before she conceived. No man knew that she was a virgin. Where pressure was upon her. When they went to Jerusalem, and they thought Jesus was among the folks who went. They went 3 days, they didn't find him. It was pressure on her.
When she came and met Jesus in the temple, he said, "Hey! Now here you are, me and your father." He said that Joseph, his father, he has spoiled her testimony. But Jesus corrected. The word always corrects. The word always corrects an error. He said, "Why must you say that? Don't you know that must be about my father's business? If Joseph was his father, he would have been in the carpenter workshop. But God was his father. He was in the temple doing the work of God. If we ask the people questions, nobody can answer. They will ask him, he will answer. Until the people say, how learned this man? Where does he know these things? He has never been to school. For God to attend human school, to know the things of God? No. May God help us. I say, may God help us. The prophet told us. He said, when Nicodemus, Jesus told him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He said, to see the kingdom of God means to understand spiritual things. Amen? A natural man cannot understand spiritual things. Let's go and read 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I think we can get some information there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We will read it all. There's something else I want to bring out. I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. How be it? We speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Are you with me? For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which is also we speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, amen, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. A man filled with the Holy Ghost have the mind of Christ. May God help us. God help us. Alright. Let's go on. We will soon stop. Our time is going. That afternoon, I went to pray for a sick baby. And before I left the house, 1 John chapter 5.
And 21st verse said, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence in God. But if our heart condemn us, how can we have confidence in God? We know as long as we go sin that is not confessed, he never hears us. That is wrong. But it is, the church needs these things. Amen. You are your husband and your wife in a quarrel, a fight at home. We say time will settle it. That's not scriptural. It's not time that we settle it. Two of you should sit down, apologize to each other. If you are hurt, the woman, tell the woman, I'm sorry. That's the only language that God understands. He said, time will cover it. Look, you quarrel, you didn't settle it. God will not hear your prayers. You may gather for family or time. Okay, I'll tell you what last Sunday. All of you, go. May God help us. You just clamp your hands for clamping sake. Like people clamping hands when they score goal. He beat the first man, he beat the second, he beat the third. He said, go. Maybe that is what you are clamping hands for. To worship God acceptably, you must be in harmony with your wife. You must be in peace with your wife. Are you following me? You put that with Paul where you pray. When the man pray, the wife will not say amen. It's the first sister. Who are you praying to? He said to Arani, you want? May God help us. I said, may God help. Let me say something, though. To the young sisters and your brothers, you know the baptism of the Holy Ghost is one of the requirements before you wed, before you marry. Choke, bummy. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is one of the requirements. It's the first sister. How do you become a believer? You are not even a believer until you are filled with the Holy Ghost. That is hard. But that is the truth. God bless you. I say God bless you. Brother, we love seeing you in church today. God bless you. I've been missing you all this while. I want to see you when we close. Praise God. Amen. Your daughter, I will catch her today because she told me she will be delivering all the messages I'll be sending to you. I will know whether she's deceiving me or not. Bless. The prophet said, miss work, don't miss church. Come to church. Let God address you, talk to you. We are planning to go in the rapture. Make sure you will not miss the rapture. That day, don't miss you. By the grace of God, I know I will be there. I will not miss it. I know. You should also know. So when we say, blessed assurance, come on, can you breathe that soul for us? It's an assurance. We are not doubting. Whether maybe we will make it or maybe we will not make it. We know we have passed from death unto life. Blessed assurance, Jesus is my. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Our salvation, purchase of God, and born of his spirit, washing his blood. This is my story, brothers, this is my song. Praise him, I say, Savior, oh, that day, Lord, oh, that day, Lord, this is my story, this is my song, sister, praise him, I say, Savior, oh, that day, Lord. When you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are filled with the kingdom of God. In that kingdom, there is no sorrow. In that kingdom, there is no pain. In that kingdom, there is blessed assurance. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. We are passed from death unto life. We are fellowshipping with our God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 4 weeks a month, 12 months a year. Oh, hallelujah. How can you be in that kingdom and be sorrowful? I'll be sad. If the removal of subsidy, now your family alone affects. Our economy is from above. God said that we supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. in Christ Jesus. Whether oil subsidy, no oil subsidy, we will survive. Believer, thou this. God bless you. Is there anything hard for the Lord? Oh, man. One day, our master was preaching. For good 3 days, he was holding revival meeting with the people. A time came, he has to bring the revival to a close. He said, Peter, he called one of his disciples. He said, how do we feed these people? Do you have enough bread? They say, Master, the people are so plenty. Even 200 pence bread cannot go around. So that small, small we go to them. He said, make them to sit down. They say, eh? They sat down, 50, thousands of them. He said, where is the bread you have? Where they brought it? The little you have, when Jesus blessed it, you will eat it many days. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. The one that feed the birds in the air, the one that feed the animals in the field, all the living creatures he put inside water, is the one feeding them. Fear not, little flock. Our Father is able to meet with all our needs. Amen. When they brought the bread, he blessed it. As they were giving it out, it was multiplied. Until after they are all fed, eating, and well fed, many baskets were taken up. Who do you say this is? Was this a Jew? Oh, hallelujah, church. That is the one we serve. No impossibility with him. You remember when he was invited to Canaan for a wedding? Mary was there at his disciples. And Mary came to tell him, say, this people no get wine again. He said, woman, what have I to do with you? My time is not yet come. Many people think Jesus was not respectful. That's why he was calling Mary woman. Mary was not his mother. Are you following me? For a woman to mother a child, she must supply the egg that the man's stuff has to fertilize to form a baby. Both the one the man should supply, the woman should was supernaturally created by God. To Jesus, Mary was a woman, not a mother. Amen? She was just an incubator. It's like you take the ego of an, take an egg of an ego, put it under a hen. He will hatch it. You think that eaglet has any hen, whatever in it at all. God bless you, church. He said, woman, what have I to do with you? Then Mary left. He went to the servant. He said, did you see the man I went to talk to? They say, yes, it's okay. Whatever he says, just do it. What he says may look stupid, may look unreasonable, but provided he's the one that says it, do it. Oh, man. Jesus did not stand up from where he was sitting. No. He didn't pray. He said, fill the water pot with water. They could have told him we have water. Our tap is running. It's wine we didn't have. But they have been told. They have been told whatever he say, do it. They fill the water pot with water. He said, draw to the governor. Ah! They would have said, this is water. Now we fill him. Now wine we need. But they have been told whatever he say. Oh, hallelujah. You will see the glory of God if you can obey what he says. Die to yourself. Die to your thoughts. Die to your idea. Die to your opinion. What he says, just do it. When they draw that water out to the governor, when he tasted it, he called the bridegroom. Say, hey! You reserve the better one till now. What normally happens at the beginning? People serve good one. When the poor are well drawn, that which is bad. But you have reserved better one till now. And the Bible says the servants that fetched the water, they knew. The man didn't know. When he came to the grave of Lazarus, a man that had been buried 4 days, at 72 hours, we are made to know corruption would have set in, already rotting. He said, Martha, make you not remove the stone. Martha said, eh? Today is the fourth day. If you remove the stone, it will cause epidemic. You spread the air. He said, have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Brothers and sisters, whatever he says, just do it. You will see the glory of God. When they remove the stone, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Remember before they bury somebody, they used to remove all the blood, all the water, put chemical. That's what they call embalming. The prophet said, that's how they embalm Lazarus and bury. But corruption knows his master. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. All the body needed blood. Blood came. Water came. Everything human being need to function. Okay. Oh man. Who do you say this is? Is the Alpha? Is the Omega? Is the beginning? Is the end? Is the one that was? Is the one that is? Is the one that shall come? The Almighty God. Is the Rose of Sharon? The Lily of the Valley? The Root and Offspring of David? That is our God. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. That is your father. Omo ba ba le mi se nipa igbagbo ninu Jesu. Se bi ba ba mi lo nile. Mama amen and amen. There is nothing to fear. We have not been given the spirit of God again to the spirit of fear, bondage again to fear. We have been given the spirit of love and of power and of sound mind. God bless you. Amen. Some people will say, it is the devil that made me to do this. You make sons and daughters of God are not subjected to the instructions of Satan. The Bible says, resist him. He will flee away from you. So we can see. Satan shame more to you. Oh, power below to you. We say Satan shame more to you. Oh, power. We say devil shame more to you. Oh, power below to Jesus. Satan shame more to you. Oh, power below to Jesus. When Jesus came, he came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If the devil knew that by crucifying Jesus, it will bring multiplication of sons and daughters of God, he wouldn't have done it. But whenever God wants to do something, the prophet said, he will cover the face of the devil. He wouldn't know what God wants to do. Hallelujah. God bless you, church. But Abraham said, when one of you, a saint, we kneel down in praying, he said, the entire kingdom of the devil is in trouble. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. I think we should know who we are. We are sons of God. Not that we shall be. We are now. We are now. And we are reigning with Christ now. And we have dominion over sin, over the flesh, over the world, and over Satan. Praise God. Amen. Satan must see you and flee. Jesus said, behold, I give you power to to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. You believe that? Oh, glory to God. This sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Witches and wizards, the ministers of Banjim and the water spirit, they are devils. We have been given authority to cast them out. God bless you. I am what God says I am. Hallelujah. I am what God says I am. Hallelujah. Oh, I am a winner, a winner, a winner. I am not a loser. Hallelujah. Oh, I am what God says I am. God bless you. We are what God says we are. We are a product of the grace of God. We have not made it ourselves. God made us what we are. So Satan, shame unto you. When Jesus came to destroy his works, how Jesus has sent us to continue to destroy the works of the devil. Anywhere you find it, destroy it. Amen? God bless you. Your child is sick. Not that you should be crying. Are you a believer? Call your husband. Oh man, stand upon the scriptures. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick. The sick shall recover. If two of you that believe shall agree and touch anything that you shall ask, God will give it to you. You cry, what will cry do for you in the time of emergency? Action is in your hand. You are with something more than AK-47. You are in Odoju Oguto Wan Kigbe. Then we go in your hand. Fire the thing. The enemy will go there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You remember that time when our brother was just getting lean, though it's in blessed memory now. When he was just getting lean, what is wrong with you? They went to check. He was having tuberculosis. When they went to do X-ray, the doctor shook his head. He said, no. He said the tuberculosis are eating all the lungs. There is no hope for him to live. I'm talking of Alabi Ogumuyiwa. We went into prayers. We said, what doctor said? It's not Christ that said it. It is what Christ said that is dependable, that is final. Oh, hallelujah. He's the great physician. We went into prayers. Before you know what is happening, he started putting on flesh. When they went to do X-ray, both the two lungs were new, created by God. Yes, sir. That is the God that we serve. Look, where Brother Abraham said, until God finishes with you, nothing can take you. There's no disease our God cannot heal. It's the Lord our God that healeth all our diseases. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. By his stripes we were healed. Amen. God said, I wish you prosper. Are being hurt, even as your soul prospereth. It is not the will of God that you should be sick. Are you following me? It is not the will of God. Tell the devil, he should leave me alone. I am a property of God. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Shalom to your soul. Do you love him, Lord? You love him with all your heart? And the cross, and the cross, where I fall, so the light, and the body of my heart, rolled away, rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Are you happy all the day? Even with the removal of the fuel subsidy, are you still happy? God bless you. I say, God bless you. Brother Abraham said, God knows his own. And he will take care of them. God bless you. I say, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The place we are going, we are having a foretaste of it now. Now. Presently is a spiritual kingdom. That is why Jesus said, the kingdom does not come by observation. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. Amen. Somebody come to my house and look, he didn't see television. Say, are you enjoying yourself? I say, eh? I don't need television to enjoy myself. Jesus said, I give you peace. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Amen. My peace I give unto you. The peace that passeth all understanding. God bless you, church. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. It's not money that gives joy. No, what gives joy is God. You see, man is so, I don't know, he's so empty of God, and he no longer talk about God. All is after his material things. It's not material things that satisfy. It is true the Bible says if you don't work, you should not eat. Are you following me? That's why the same Bible says, after food and raiment, you should be satisfied. The little God gave you, fine. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. What bring about prostitution? It's love of money. What bring about ritual? Ritual making. Killing one another to make ritual. It's love of money. What bring about kidnapping? It's love of money. What bring about Yahoo? It's love of money. Why must you go after money? I say your conscience. Moses, he was a step to the throne as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. But the Bible says he chose rather to be identified with the murderers, with the people they call slaves, that to enjoy the sinful pleasures for a season. Hallelujah. God bless you. Do what is right. The God of righteousness will bless you. Shall we bow our heads? Total deliverance. God doesn't save halfway. No, sir. He saved you. He saved you completely. You be a saint. The prophet said you can't be a sinner saint. White, black, bed. No. See that you are a sinner or you are a saint. But God wants us to be saints. That is why the Almighty Jehovah of the Old Testament came to die for you and me. Don't miss it. God give total deliverance. As we bring the service to a close, how many of us will say, God, I don't want salvation halfway. All the redemptive blessings, I believe, I want to possess them and enjoy them. For that is the purpose why they were purchased. I don't want to come short of any. Or you have other requests? Just raise your hand unto him. Is the one we are talking about. We are not preaching ourselves. We are preaching Christ. The one who came to save you and me. Who came to die for you and me. Who is the only provider of our needs. Who is the healer of all our diseases. Who is the provider of all our needs. Who protects our going out and coming in. Who is all in all unto us. Our Heavenly Father. We are grateful unto you again at this hour. For the opportunity to visit the storehouse. And take a portion of the message of our day. You ask the prophet to stay, to store it for us, for the bread we have need of it. It's a portion we have been feeding upon, total deliverance. He talk about the preachers, talk about Christians, talk about the kings, talk about trustees, talk about every one of us. Father, all your redemptive blessings that were duly purchased and made available for us to believe and possess and enjoy, may we never come short of any. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hands of your children are up everywhere. Our Master and our God, there is none of us who will say, I does not have one form of need or the other. The needs may differ from person to person, but they are needs anyhow. We bring ourselves before you. Father, as you are walking upon your people, don't pass any of us by. Father, your walk in our life, make us ready, Lord. Anything that doesn't look like you, remove it from our lives. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. All the organs you place within us, may you service it, Lord. Flush out every infection in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Our bodies is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not meant for diseases. Therefore, sicknesses and diseases, we charge you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Leave the people of God alone in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. As many as are not yet filled with your spirit, we have read it, O God, together, that if any man hath not got your spirit, it's none of you. Lord, may you fill them with your spirit, Lord. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. We lead the rest of the day and the rest of the service into us in the evening. Lord, further your blessings in our lives, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Hallowed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. God bless you, church. God bless you. Brother Sam, you know, it's on his way now. Coming. Let's just pray God bring him to us safely. Send greetings to you. And also, Brother Ayodele, also send greetings. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. One of these days, we shall meet for the last time. Our gathering will be in the rapture. Yes, sir. Brother Abraham said, when you begin to see the departed brethren, you see Brother David Akisoya in our midst. Brother Aki Adijiji, you see him. You see Brother William. We know that something is at the corner. Amen. God bless you. Shake one another, say shalom. My brother, shalom to your soul. Shalom, brother. We are expecting you. You will recover very soon. Bye-bye. God bless you, my brother. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yes, sir. Praise God, amen. God bless you. I say God bless you. Shalom, my brother. God bless you. Yes, sir. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yoruba used to say, "To ba lejo, to ba lejo, oti joro ni gbese, to ba le." Ta lo fe joro ni gbese bi? Nobody. God bless you. I say God bless you. Okay, let's see how we can worship our God. You believe in worshiping God? You believe in dancing to the Lord? All these musicians that we organize dance for birthday, and they will not put up proper light. The light is so dim. Now righteousness, set up ground. Don't go to that place. Come to church. Dance to the glory of God. Amen. God bless you. You are all waiting for me. Are you waiting for me? Are you sure you are waiting? Okay, that's all right. We will worship our God. We will praise Him. We will adore Him. We will magnify.
let us start small soon. Eru Olorun ba mi. Eru Olorun ba mi o. Eru re ba mi o. Little flock, it is your heavenly Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Could I still tell you that? You believe that? Okay, let's sing and him. Tori mo ri pe awon ko fe jo. Ko si problem. Okay, let's sing this popular song we have not sung for a lot. Nations are breaking. Where is that hymn now? Pardon? What's this? What's this one? Okay. Nowadays, because you hold up anywhere you go. Abby, now, wow, blessed be his holy name. Okay, okay. The second time, victory is growing. Jerusalem, national Lord, to be she is calling, and latter is falling. Return, O despair, to Hallelujah,
Sons of Billy Mopier, Look up, your redemption is near. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaken. Cause many to behold the sky. God's church is the power that is shaking this older day. Our redemption is near. Hallelujah, that day. Our redemption is near. Men that are feeling for fear. Redemption is near. False prophets, they are lying. God's truth, they are denying. That Jesus, the Christ is our God. Do this generation spawns God's rather. His name and sat a feeling for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamb dreamed and clear. Look up, your redemption is near. Prophets are lying. God's truth they are denying. That Jesus, the Christ is our God. To this generation, spurs God's revelation. We walk while the apostles are proved. Of redemption is near. Men's hearts